Morning Watch, Joshua Judges Ruth Training Week 5. The produce of the land of Canaan and the intrinsic significance of the allotment of the good land. Wednesday related verses. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 7 through 10. For Jehovah your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees with oil and of honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity. You will not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and from whose mountains you can mine copper, and you shall eat and be satisfied. And you shall bless Jehovah your God for the good land which he has given you. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of his grace, which he caused to abound to us in all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, that he might display in the ages to come the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Related reading. Consider what you are eating today. Are you eating the lamb, the manna, or the rich produce of the good land? In your Christian life, the eating of Christ must progress from the lamb and the manna to the solid food of the good land. You need to eat the wheat, the barley, and all the other foodstuffs that have the minerals to make you strong stones, iron and copper, for God's building and for the fighting of the battle. We must build the temple and fight the battle so that God may have the kingdom. This is what God needs today. The tabernacle is not adequate. God needs a temple with a city and a kingdom with the kingship and the fighting capability. The lamb energizes us to leave Egypt, and the manna nourishes us and constitutes us with the heavenly element. Although both of these items are good, they are not good for fighting. No one would fight a battle with a lamb or with manna. We need solid food with minerals in it. We need to be rocks, not wafers. We need weapons made out of iron and copper. Oh, we need stones, iron and copper, to build up the temple, to establish the kingdom, to fight the battle, and to defeat the enemy. As his people eat the solid food and take in the minerals that make them stones, iron, and copper, God has his kingdom. These minerals make us rocks for God's building, so that the kingdom may be established, and they make us iron and copper to fight the battle to subdue the enemy. It is not easy to eat the solid food that contains minerals. One chapter, Exodus chapter 12, covers the eating of the lamb, and two chapters, Exodus chapter 16 and John chapter 6, verses 22 through 71, the eating of the manna. But whole books in the Bible are devoted to the eating of the solid food with the minerals. If you want to know how to eat the solid food, you need to read Leviticus, Numbers, and all the books from Deuteronomy to 1 Kings. Once we are in the good land, we shall no longer eat manna, for our supply is the rich produce of the land. In order to eat this rich produce, we must first live in the good land. In the wilderness, there is no wheat, no barley, no grapes, and no figs. There is just manna. Second, we need to labor on the good land. We need to till the ground, sow the seed, water the seed, cultivate the soil, and then reap the harvest. The good land in which we are living is Christ. Day by day, we need to work on Christ. Morning watch, prayer, and dealing with the Lord are all aspects of working on Christ. Sometimes, in morning watch, we may till the ground and sow the seed. At other times, we may water the seed or cultivate the soil. Do not be lazy and say, "It does not matter whether or not I have morning watch, pray, or spend time to deal with the Lord." It makes a great deal of difference whether or not you do these things. We need to labor on Christ. We all must be diligent to work like farmers. We must till the ground, remove the weeds, cultivate the soil, water the seeds, and even kill the damaging bugs and snails. If we labor on Christ as the good land, our harvest will be rich in both crops and flocks. After we reap the harvest, we shall have wheat, barley, vines, figs, olives, and pomegranates. In addition to all the plant life in the good land, there is the animal life, the oxen, the cattle, and the sheep. This is the harvest of our rich experience of Christ.